Classic Rock. It is the Dog and Joe Show. Derek Moore just walked in. Derek Moore, over Labor Day weekend, I imagine, probably out smoking some meat.
Yeah, you know, I did that all weekend, in fact. That's all I did.
I'm surprised you could find time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's a little running joke with us, because I say that on a spot that I do.
Yeah, it's a commercial. And Joe wants to know, Derek, how do you smoke your meat? Do you put it in a pipe, or do you roll it? How do you smoke your meat, D?
Joe, is that what Joe wants to know?
I used to put mine in a pipe.
Yeah.
Well, I am, Derek. Yeah. Yes, I am.
Derek Moore does the afternoon show here. He swung by because coming up this Thursday, we got a big kickoff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2017-18 football season starts up. We got KC in New England. Who do you like for that game?
Oh, I think New England all the way at home.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though they don't have Julian Edelman for the year, which is a tough break, they just slide somebody else in there and he'll go off.
Lost him in preseason?
Yeah, they lost him, what, a week or two ago? Jeez. And that was a huge blow for them.
That's what's wrong with preseason.
Stupid, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think we should be doing preseason games. We lose all the good guys, or at least don't play them.
There's a few guys, like where, you know, there's three or four guys, and then people draft. You know, they have their fantasy drafts too early. They pick Julian Edelman.
Dumb.
And then, boom.
He's gone.
Dumb. He's gone.
You got to do it after preseason. You got to do it this week.
Well, we did one last night.
Yeah, we're doing another one tonight.
Tonight, we're here in the building.
Yep.
So, right now, as we stand, because Joe and I, what we've done for years here in Sacramento, we have what we call the Super Bet. And before we ever snap the ball,
that's right,
before game one, he has to pick, and I have to pick, who will get closest to the big game.
Yeah.
And we make our predictions. We lay $200 on the line. And after we make our $200 bet, 50 of that comes off the top. We give it to a River Rocker.
Okay.
A listener will win that.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
We might even do more this year. So I ask you, as I'll ask Joe on Thursday when we talk about this, who goes all the way for Derek? Got to pick right now.
I really like Green Bay. I think one of these days, it's just going to turn for them. They get so close every year.
Well, Rodgers has already had one, and majority of this team's had one.
Yep.
I actually picked them. I picked that team about 5 years ago, or whenever it was they won. That was my pick to go all the way, and they did it.
Yeah, it was a fantastic show pick. It
wasn't a show pick.
It was the show pick, that team.
That was my team.
It was just a blind, like the dartboard in your office.
Well,
he claims to be a dognosticator.
Yes. Yeah. Some people prognosticate. I dognosticate. I don't follow it, but I try to read for the bet. I try to follow what's going on because we do these pigskin, you know, giveaways, and we have listeners play and all that. But more so, I worry about betting Joe, so that's when I kind of get down and I do the science. And I got a couple of bookies on the East Coast and a couple of people, scouts I talk to,
to get
my info.
Stupid.
So I put a little bit into it, but then I don't know much else about it, man. I don't watch football like you guys do, because since Plunkett and Marcus Allen left.
Since Plunkett?
Yes. Football.
God.
Football has been
seven?
Boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't really been into a team since. Okay, I'll go Dan Marino. I'll give you a few extra years.
Oh, I'm glad you did. Then. Yeah.
That's a little more modern, 25 years ago.
Yeah. I don't follow it. So you're laying money on Green Bay right now.
Yeah.
If you had to pick.
Yeah.
What do you think for New England? Can Tom Brady put a ring on his other pinky or toe?
I hate to see it, but I mean, why would you bet against him?
It makes me sick that we have to keep thinking about these guys, but I you're right. You're absolutely right.
He's the youngest 40-year-old out there, and like I said, they'll just fit in, like Chris Hogan or somebody will slip into Julian Edelman's slot and go off.
So that's what I was going to ask you. Have you heard what they're going to do to replace Edelman?
No, plenty of people, though.
I haven't quite done the research on that, and I should, playing all these fantasy games, but I don't even know if they've announced it. He's so slick, Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
He doesn't tell anybody anything.
Yeah.
So it could be a thing where you just figure it out on Thursday night.
Right.
Oh, that's who's going to play that role this year or whatever.
I think Tom Brady's going to get picked off a lot this year. Probably the most interceptions of his career because his hand's going to be heavier wearing that thumb ring. He's going to be so heavy with all that jewelry, it's going to slow the ball down.
Because they wear it out on the field, right?
Yeah. He should. He should come out in his jewelry.
He's such a pretty boy.
Hey, stay away from Brady's right hand. If he gets you with that thing, it'll crack helmets.
He's got
five rings on it.
Jump on. We're going to have it up, 937theriver.com, and on the social pages. All you got to do each and every week is pick. You have a chance to win $100, and each and every week we have new games, so you can keep playing throughout the year. As we get into playoffs, we'll increase the pot. As we get into the big game, hopefully right around $1,000 for you to win. So,
and I think the splash page is up right now, but I'm not quite sure if we can pick teams yet.
I think we can.
We can pick teams?
Yeah, I signed up late last week, and the list is there. So
awesome.
I'm assuming we got to do that.
Yeah, we got to jump
we
on
pick
it.
Pick our teams. Yeah.
93.7theriver.com. Make the picks. Monica Lowe at 10 and 10 next. We'll talk to you tomorrow for Lick Us a Win Wednesday. Join us out at Roxy today, noon to 1 for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. Enjoy your afternoon. Play nice.